Making support easy to find. QR codes for community resources. Imagine you're walking past a local council notice board, a community fridge, or even a public toilet block. You spot a simple black and white QR code. Out of curiosity, you scan it, and instantly you're taken to a directory of mental health hotlines, local food pantries, domestic violence shelters, or youth programs nearby. That's the quiet power of QR codes for community resources, and they're becoming essential tools for making help more accessible across Australia. From remote townships in the NT to suburban Melbourne, QR codes are bridging the gap between services and the people who need them. No flashy app downloads, no confusing searches, just fast access to help when it matters most. Why QR codes are perfect for community access. Community resources often need to be accessed quickly, discreetly, and by people in vulnerable situations. That's where QR codes for community resources shine. With a simple scan, users can reach a curated list of local services instantly. Stay anonymous. No need to talk to someone to find help. Get 24/7 access, even when buildings are closed. These codes are often displayed in public transport shelters, libraries and community centers, supermarket notice boards and local cafes, schools and university campuses. By placing them where people naturally look, councils and service providers make support part of the everyday landscape. Case study: QR codes in action across Australia. Let's look at how QR codes for community resources are being used across different Australian communities. Hobart's Youth Safety Link. In Hobart, a youth outreach team placed QR codes near skate parks and public toilet blocks. These codes lead to a mobile-friendly biolink that includes helplines, youth drop-in centers, and emergency housing. The QR placement was subtle, on the back of toilet doors and park signs, making it easy for young people to access help discreetly. Logan City Council partnered with a local women's shelter to distribute QR posters across shopping centers and GP clinics. The QR code links to a biolink that hosts services related to domestic violence support, free legal aid, and safe accommodation. This quiet access point, Logan, QLD, supporting women in crisis, has helped many find safety without needing to explain their situation publicly. Wagga Wagga's local pantry network. Community fridges and food pantries in Wagga Wagga have QR codes linking to updated information on opening hours, donation needs, and local support services. It's managed using a biolink that can be edited anytime, keeping the info current without reprinting posters. What's a biolink and why use it? If you're using QR codes for community resources, you need somewhere reliable to send people. That's where a biolink comes in, a mobile-optimized web page that hosts multiple links in one spot. Biolinks are perfect for community use because they're easy to update without changing the QR code. They work well on mobile and low data connections. They can include clickable phone numbers, maps, and more. Our team at QR Codes Australia helps community groups create free or low-cost biolinks tailored to local support services. Once set up, the QR code stays the same, even if your service list changes. Design tips: making your community QR codes effective. You want your QR codes for community resources to actually get scanned. Here's how to make sure they do. Keep it clear and visible. Place the QR code where people naturally pause: bus stops, waiting rooms, inside toilet doors, or on community fridges. Use high contrast designs for readability. Add a short, direct call to action. A simple line like, "Need help? Scan here," for local support works better than just showing the code on its own. Test on multiple devices. Make sure the biolink works on both iPhones and Android phones, especially older models. Avoid link shorteners that expire or get flagged. Who can use QR codes for community resources? Any group that supports people can benefit. Councils and government departments, youth and homeless outreach services, schools, churches, and libraries, food pantries, mental health teams, and shelters. Even small grassroots groups can start with a free QR code and biolink through QR Codes Australia. FAQ, QR codes for community resources. How do I make a QR code for community services? Start by gathering your key links, helplines, shelter info, food banks, then create a bio link. From there, generate a static QR code and test it on mobile devices. Can I update my QR code without reprinting it? Yes, if you use a bio link as the destination, you can change the links anytime without touching the code. Is it safe for vulnerable people to scan these codes? Absolutely. Scanning a QR code doesn't require sharing any personal data and works without installing anything. It's fast and discreet. Where should I place these QR codes? Toilets, notice boards, community centers, cafes, public transport stops, and schools are all great locations. What's the cost to set one up? At QR Codes Australia, we offer free and low-cost solutions for community groups, including custom bio links and high-quality printable codes. Can these QR codes track who uses them? We offer anonymous usage statistics so you can see how often the code is scanned. No personal info is ever collected. Let's get support into more hands. QR codes for community resources aren't just about technology, they're about connection. With one scan, someone can get the help they need right when they need it most. Whether you're running a shelter, managing a local pantry, or part of a council safety initiative, using QR codes and bio links can quietly amplify your impact. If you'd like help setting up your QR code or bio link, head over to QR Codes Australia. We'd be glad to support your mission.